You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Neymar to score and Barcelona to win was 6-4. That's been enhanced to 2-1. And Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win was 13-2. And that has been enhanced to 8-1. I had this fixture earmarked as a barometer to judge how far Manchester City have come under Pep Guardiola. But I think it comes at completely the wrong time for Manchester City. They're without a winning three, conceded against Everton at the weekend, drawing that game 1-1. Prior to that, they'd conceded 2 in the loss against Spurs, and before that, 3 in the draw with Celtic. And Sergio Aguero picked up a knock on international duty with Argentina, came back and played 40 minutes, just less than 40 minutes at the weekend. Kevin De Bruyne is returning from injury as well. Raheem Sterling's picked up a problem. I think Pep Guardiola will be upset with this fixture coming at this time in the season.
Yeah, I agree, actually. First of all, you've got a heart of stone if you're not looking forward to this fixture.
It's going to be a cracker, isn't
it? Yeah, and I certainly don't want to meet you at any pubs or in any parties if you're not looking forward to this one, because this is going to be great. But I agree with all of that, because also, if you look at it from the flip side, Barcelona, you would have liked to have played them after they lost 4-3 to Celta Vigo. So that was a really poor result. But then they got back to winning ways against Deportivo. And now suddenly that mojo is back. And you're right, this is not a good time for Manchester City at all. And I do fancy the Barca win here. 8-15 is very short. Have a look at Barca to win and both teams to score. That's 17-10. I think that's a better way of doing it.
I like that as well.
Yeah, that lands a lot as well for Barca in the Champions League generally. I haven't got the exact stats on it to hand, but if you go back through their results, it is often the case. They, because of the nature of the competition, they don't keep a lot of clean sheets and haven't been recently either. It did land when these two met in 2014 as well. So I think Barcelona to win and both teams to score is the best bet in this one. They did, as I said, hit 4 past Deportivo, back to scoring ways. Manchester City as well, their last couple of away games, losing to Spurs 2-0 and drawing 3-3 with Celtic. Not kept a clean sheet in a while on the road. And that match against Spurs was the first time this season in any competition they failed to score away from home. So I would back them to get a goal. But I see Barcelona as the overall winners here.
There's one stat which I find amazing, really, in the lead-up to this fixture. Since September 2013, Barcelona have scored in every single home game in this competition. 17 matches in total. They've won 16 of them and drawn the other one. They've amassed an astounding, really, 52 goals in those games, which is just under 3 a game on average. Mm. I just don't think City can keep up here.
No.
I think Barcelona might win this one. Well, 3-4-1.
We don't trust their defence at the best of times, do we, City? So against this sort of opposition, they certainly won't keep them out. And the fact that Barcelona hit 7 past Celtic as well, a side that City could only draw with in the end, I think there are going to be a few here. As I said, you could have a look at Barcelona to win and both teams to score. If you're not confident of that, not as good a price, but Barcelona to win and 3 or more goals in the game is 10-11.
I think that's a great bet. I really do like that.
That might be a better way. If you're worried that you're backing the both teams to score and Barca to win, but it might end 3-0, then that might be a way of playing it in that one. But if you are looking for a City goal, I don't know how much he's going to be involved here, but you know, Iheanacho is always good, isn't he, for an anytime goal scorer. 5-2, he could nick one. Barcelona, could be anyone.
Yeah, it could be anyone. Neymar has been involved in a lot of goals recently, but has a tendency in recent seasons, 11 to 10 to score any time, to be the provider rather than the scorer.
How many times in the Champions League have we seen Neymar to Suarez, goal, Barcelona? So it's usually that way around, yeah.
I like Sergio Aguero to score in the game. Anytime Sergio Aguero is on the pitch and he's 8-5 to score in this match, I know there's a slight doubt about his fitness, but he did get 40 minutes at the weekend. Yeah. So they just need to stop letting him take penalties, basically, Sergio Aguero, because he keeps missing them.
Yeah.
And he missed another one at the weekend after, was it Kevin De Bruyne who had missed one?
I think he'd missed one. Yeah.
I think it was De Bruyne who had missed in the...
Was it
in the match, or David Silva, I think it could have been. Yeah, someone missed a penalty and then Aguero came on and missed another. But him to score and Barcelona to win is 9-2, which I think over 4-1 for that eventuality is a nice price.
Perhaps have a look at the over 2.5 as well. Over 3.5, apologies, at 11-10. That might be a way to go. Over 2.5, very, very short, 2-5. They're expecting a good game here. But over 3.5 at 11-10. And with Sergio Aguero, even if he gets 10 minutes, I'd still back him to get on the score sheet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.